people who think the Civil War is over. They even think the North won. All I can say is, a person who grew up down in Dixie, General Robert E. Lee may have surrendered at Appomattox, but the South sure didn't. Slavery might have officially ended, but white supremacy didn't disappear with the Emancipation Proclamation. The Confederate flag, what some folks declare as a symbol of Southern pride and its honorable heritage, still flies at state capitals and is still a part of their own state flags and license plates. These people will tell you, with a straight face, the war was fought over states' rights, not slavery. Oh no, not slavery. Just the states' rights to own slaves. And the War of Independence was fought over soggy tea bags, I suppose. These folks think our birthday was yesterday. The Confederate flag still flies because these people are still fighting the Civil War, still denying Africans, now African Americans, the vote, equal rights, a proper place in the post-bellum South. They resent the current president, in large part because he's an uppity black man, or half-black man, which for the proud Confederates is totally black. The Republican Party, happy to jump on the racist bandwagon, what we call a Southern strategy, fans the flames that's been smoldering for 150 years. This week, a few shame-faced Southerners called for banning the rebel flag in light of the killing of 9 innocent black churchgoers by an Aryan Nation Nazi bigot who paraded himself under that same flag and decided to wage war on the inferior race that was trying to take over his white country. Even Walmart has said it will no longer sell Confederate merchandise. Profits be damned. Germany banned the swastika. Nazism was a national scar that would take generations to heal. But they're willing to try. The South, not so much. 150 years later, and they're still in denial over the stain of slavery. If you think this is the final surrender, well, you don't know the South. Ban the flag. But don't assume they'll be saluting Old Glory anytime soon. Not in your lifetime, anyway. And not in mine. There's no truce. Just another bitter indignity to endure. Just more salt and old wounds.